Blackstone Audio presents The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies by John R. Lott Jr., Ph.D. This book is read by John McClain. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. Introduction. What is at stake? The Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I am going to make that case every chance that I get. Hillary Clinton to her donors in Greenwich Village, New York City, September 2015. The Supreme Court has decided on two occasions that the government can't simply ban people from owning guns. The first ruling, District of Columbia versus Heller, struck down a handgun ban and gun lock regulations in Washington, D.C. in 2008. Then came McDonald versus City of Chicago in 2010, which struck down Chicago's ban and broadened the scope of the previous decision to apply to all of the states. Both of these rulings were made by narrow 5-4 majorities. With the passing of Justice Antonin Scalia in February 2016, there are now only 4 members of the Supreme Court who oppose gun bans. One of these 4, Justice Anthony Kennedy, is now over 80 years old. The liberal members of the Supreme Court have made clear their beliefs on this issue. Dissenting in McDonald v. City of Chicago, Justice Stephen Breyer spoke for the other liberals on the court. I can find nothing in the Second Amendment's text, history, or underlying rationale that could warrant characterizing it as fundamental insofar as it seeks to protect the keeping and bearing of arms for private self-defense purposes. These justices are eager to reverse the court's previous rulings. A Hillary Clinton presidency would most likely spell the end of the Second Amendment as we know it. In an off-the-record comment to donors in New York City in September 2015, she made it clear that she believes the government can ban guns. She also has praised Australian and UK gun control laws. The UK prohibits all guns except for shotguns. Americans have seen this before. In June 2008, then-Senator Barack Obama assured everyone, "I have said consistently that I believe that the Second Amendment is an individual right, and that was the essential decision that the Supreme Court came down on." But, just months earlier, in February 2008, Obama came out in support of D.C.'s handgun ban. And in April of that year, Obama said,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"